Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Galatians Verse by Verse, brought to you by Telios. This captivating podcast will not only teach you the wonderful book of Galatians, but it will also teach you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in Galatians. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
Hello, I'm William Stewart. Welcome back to our Verse by Verse study on the book of Galatians. We're in chapter 4. To put it in broad context, in chapter 3, Paul described to the Galatians how their salvation was based in the Abrahamic covenant and the promise to him of the seed that would follow Jesus Christ that would be a blessing to all nations and bring salvation. As opposed to the law, which kept people under sin, the knowledge of sin up until the time Christ came, and then they would be free from the law to enjoy the benefits of being a saved person by faith alone in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Then in chapter 4, he illustrated this by a child born under a king, though a heir until he comes of age. And the father dies and he becomes king. He's really nothing more than a servant. But when he then becomes king and gets his inheritance, then he is the master over the house. And so as we are adopted as God's sons into full adulthood in a relationship with him through Jesus Christ. He then takes an interlude and expresses his concern for the Galatians and his being perplexed one more time why they fail to see that they can live in freedom in Jesus Christ. Excuse me. By life, by faith, as they begin in faith. And then he begins then in verse 21 to the end of the chapter, a very interesting allegory. Now, this is the only allegory in the New Testament. And an allegory is basically a story with events and people that portray a more defined truth that is moral or religious. And that comes from One Look Dictionary and the Macmillan Quick Look Dictionary inside it. So, and paraphrased. So it's this makes it a very unique story. It's a very interesting story because it again illustrates the difference between living under legalism, in this case, the Jewish law given to Moses, versus the freedom that we have in our Christian life to live by faith in the broad bounds of the commands given in the New Testament. We really live on a very large playing field without rules, much more than what is in our society. And society, as you know, has its own rules that people have to follow in terms of wokeness and politically correct and what the actresses and actors do and what's in the magazines and on TikTok and what you have to follow. So in verse 21, it says, you desire to be under the law. Here, do you not hear the law? And we're going to cover four more verses to verse 25, talking about the law side of this allegory. We'll get to the freedom Christ side next time. For it is written in verse 22, Abraham had two sons. So we're talking about Ishmael and Isaac. One by a bondwoman, which is Hagar, the mother of Ishmael. Another by the free woman, Sarah, the legitimate wife of Abraham. 23, the bondwoman was born after the son of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. But he of the bondwoman by promise. So Isaac, born after the free woman, is said in other scriptures, and this is important, in Romans 9:7 and in Hebrews, 11:15, plus or minus a few verses, that the seed of Christ is the spiritual seed is coming through Isaac to the promise of Messiah, the spiritual side, in a sense, the God side. This is reiterated also in Genesis 21:12. Whereas really the physical side is the literal physical side. It's coming through Jacob, the physical son, who was born after, just after Isaac. So, but then Ishmael here represents in a spiritual way the non-believing side, the side that's under the law of Israel that hasn't come to faith. So that there, it's bound to the law that's on earth that is not participating in the spiritual blessings that come through Christ. Verse 24. This is maybe hard to understand at this point, but it will become clear. These things which are an allegory, which we describe, there are two covenants, one from Mount Sinai, which gendereth the bondage, which is Hagar. So the two covenants again are Abraham, which gives Messiah and freedom, versus the law based in Mount Sinai, where it was given by God to Moses to give to the Israelites, that taught them about Messiah, but did not address salvation. It kept them together as a nation. It gave them ceremony for which they could learn and express their faith in the coming Messiah. But the salvation is by Abraham, that covenant, and not through the law. The law was temporary until Christ came. Romans 10:4, the second half of, well, really the two-thirds, whole chapter, really, sorry, of Hebrews 7. Verse 25, for this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which is now, and is in bondage with her children. So Hagar represents Mount Sinai, where we get the law, answers to Jerusalem, current Jerusalem, which housed at that time the Pharisees and the law and the, in a sense, the power structure of Israel based in the law and who rejected Christ. And they're in bondage with their children, otherwise the unbelieving children of Ishmael in a spiritual sense versus Isaac. Okay. That's the first half of the allegory. We'll discuss the second half next time, that of Isaac, the contrast. So what do we learn? That in God's view, there are two covenants, and one is the Abrahamic covenant, which leads to freedom based in Sarah, based in Isaac, and as we'll learn next week, the New Jerusalem, versus under the law, which is based in bondage, not providing salvation. It comes from, in a sense, the false child of Ishmael, who wasn't born of Sarah, who was born of Hagar, and represents bondage based in Mount Sinai and the current Jerusalem, the whole apparatus of the law, which keeps people bound, and as long as they adhere to it, keeps them away from Christ, keeps them in legalism. And this is what the Galatians were, even though they were apparently saved by faith, but in their Christian walk, they were adhering to something that was old, that was now obsolete, and kept them in the bondage of legalism, which as Christians, we want to avoid. We want to enjoy the freedom of our faith in Christ. Okay, thanks for listening, and join me next time. We'll get the second half of the allegory, the important part, of talking about our freedom in contrast to bondage. I'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, Galatians Verse by Verse. We hope you found the teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next week for another exciting episode. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleosresearch.com. That's TELEIOSRESEARCH. Thank you.